On Community Conversation, we're going to be talking about the Illinois Youth Council and a special presentation that they made to our state representative, Brenna Colley. I'd like to welcome into the program to talk a little bit more about this, Paula Trentman, who is the vice president and program manager.
Director of Programs and Grants.
There you
New
go.
Title, but that's
All
okay.
Right. Okay.
Same
excellent.
Thing.
All right. Well,
Thank
it's good
you.
To have you back on the program.
Thank
Paula.
You for having me, Dale.
As well as from the Illinois Youth Council, Carrie Osmus. Did I get that right?
Yep.
Okay, great. Carrie, it's good to have you here. And of course, Carrie goes to the JCLISD Academy, and welcome into the program.
I'm so glad to be here today.
Yeah, and Carrie's going to be telling us a lot about what happened at a particular, a recent Illinois Youth Council meeting that was held, and it was all about the Imagination Theater, right, Paula?
Yeah, the Imagination Library, and we are...
I said theater.
That's okay. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I know, but I want to make sure everybody else did.
So, yes, and so we are so lucky. The Lenawee Community Foundation has sponsored the Imagination Library in Lenawee County since 2010. We started registering with like 347 kids in Head Start that fall of 2009 and raising some money. And then in January 2010, the first 347 books were delivered in Lenawee County to kids in our community. And right now we serve almost 1,200 kids each month with the program. And it's amazing. We get registrations all the time throughout Lenawee County. But the biggest thing – people know it because it's Dolly Parton. So it's the Dolly Parton Imagination Library. I should correct that too. So, but they think that Dolly pays for it. And Dolly totally makes the program affordable, but she does not pay for it all. So for a book to be mailed, one book each month to each child who's 0 to 5, it's $25 to $30 per year per child. So right now we get a 2,500, depending on my kids are in or graduating that month, to $3,000 bill each month that the Community Foundation fundraises for it. And we've been very lucky, very blessed. Our community has, steps up to the plate so much that we've been able to do it so far. Right now, we have enough money to make it to the end of the year.
Okay.
We're working on the next year and making sure, unless more kids register. If more kids register, then we're not going to make it quite so far.
Okay. So. But there was a reason why you had State Representative Brenna Colley at the meeting, right, Carrie?
Yes. So we want to bring this program to every child age 0 to 5 in Michigan, because right now not all zip codes and not all counties have this program, and that is mostly because of cost. And we want to make sure that this program is given to these children because we can see the measurable effects that this has on their education, like increased early literacy and increased early kindergarten readiness. And this is just something we really would like to be accessible to everyone. And so that's why when Representative Brenna Colley came to our meeting, we were asking her if she would sponsor a bill to do a 50% appropriation for the state of Michigan, and a lot of other states, like I think it's 8 states already cover 50%, so this is not a new idea. This has been done a lot before. And so she agreed that she would draft a bill to help pay for this program so every single child has access.
Well, and the main thing is that you were able to find out information about how much the program has benefited those who are part of the Dolly Parton Imagination Library, right, Carrie?
Yes, there's been so many studies done about the effects this has, because this program was started in 1995 by Dolly Parton, and there's been a lot of research about it. So, for example, there's we got to speak to University of Michigan professor Chad Waldron, and he had found that there's like a 15% increase of early literacy skills on children who participated in the Imagination Library versus children who had not participated in the Imagination Library. And this accounted for text orientation, concepts within text, and letter identification. And he found that there was a 15% increase of children who participated in the Imagination Library. And we see this as not just a cost, but truly an investment in our youth, because there's a measurable impact on the lives and dollars that we're going to save from dropout rates and therefore welfare dependency, because it puts children on a long-term track to educational success. And that is just something that is a focus of our government right now, is putting children on the track to educational success so they do not need charities and welfare, and they can have their own futures that is successful.
Absolutely.
We are so lucky, Dale, and that Professor Waldron gave us this really great quote, and it was, you know, up into third grade reading is really the key, and I know there's been a lot of focus on that.
Yeah.
But children until third grade are learning to read, and, you know, at third grade and after, they're reading to learn. And so this is a huge education issue, like Carrie was saying, but it's also an economic development issue. You know, I want my nurses and doctors and people in healthcare to be able to read 0.1, 0.01.
Yeah.
Because reading literacy also impacts math skills and things like that and other things. And it's a great program. And who doesn't want to give books to kids?
That's right.
And I don't know if everyone knows this, but Kentucky and Ohio have this bill that has a 50% appropriation. And if an Ohio and Kentucky can do it, I think Michigan can do it as well.
Well, especially since, as you mentioned, Paula, and Carrie, you mentioned it as well, there's been such a focus on the literacy by third grade, and that we've been kind of being, a little lack in that, and as we're trying to work up to it. But having this being funded at least by 50% of the cost by the state of Michigan would help increase the chances for that percentage of a number of youngsters to be able to have literary skills to where they should be.
Yes. And to add on to that, Michigan is one of 18 states with a declining early literacy rate, and it has truly been a focus of our government. There has been the top 10 education plan that was started to hopefully decrease the drop between early literacy and the gaps that currently exist in our students. And one of the two first goals are increase early literacy and increase early educational success. And those are two goals that we definitely approach with our bill in our program.
Yeah. And, you know, our research, and we've known this, but children in lower income homes or zip codes, they have like one book per 300 children, and in middle class, it's 13 books, per child. And the best thing about this program, because we are totally supportive, because teachers and reading specialists can't make up the gap. Libraries provide wonderful services, but the best thing about this program is that this book meets you where you're at. It's delivered to your home with your name. And I don't know about you, but Carrie's the youngest, and I'm the oldest in my family. My siblings are lovely grown-ups, but as children, not so kind to the books that were mine that became theirs.
Yeah.
And so my childhood books didn't survive childhood so much.
Yeah.
But these books, if you had twins, they're mailed to both children, and then they get their own library. And even if you don't speak English, because a couple of the books come in Spanish, but reading them, just the act of even interpreting the pictures creates literacy skills.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and these books are the children's. Even if a child is in foster care, for example, the books do not belong to the caregivers. They belong to the child. And that's such a powerful thing. And as much as we love libraries, a lot of people cannot drive to a library. They don't have a library in their area that they can get to on a regular basis. And these books are mailed directly to their house. They do not have to go anywhere to pick them up. They don't have to worry about having to return them. They're their books, which is just something so important that I think this program is so unique in that way.
And the Youth Council met with Representative Colley, but one of the other things, they were putting their money where their mouth is. So I told you it's $25 to $30 per year per kiddo, but they're also doing an endowment match. So they're creating a permanent endowment to help support the Imagination Library for Lenawee County kids forever. So for every dollar raised, up to $100,000, they are matching it with a dollar. So if we get $100,000 raised, they will put another $100,000 in. We'll have at least $200,000 in an endowment for books for kids forever.
Yeah. Yes.
So hopefully this program can continue even after if we, for example, don't have a lot of donations in a year. We can still continue this program because a lot of counties in Michigan have lost the program. A lot of counties near us have actually lost the program recently because they lost, say, a big donor, and then they just can't continue the program, which is just honestly devastating to hear because these kids are used to getting these books, and then they just stop, which is so unfortunate.
And even though they still have the books, but also getting the new books all the time means a lot, too, doesn't it, Carrie?
Yes. It's just something they can get excited for. And one of the studies showed that something similar between the communities, families, and children is they all, in people that had the program, is they fostered a love for reading. And this is really, truly what it's doing. It's making kids love reading. They're getting a book every month. It's something they can look forward to. There's activities in the books. It's just something so positive. And it's not just something that feels good. It's something that does good for our community, not just the children, but everyone. It's everyone involved, every community that has this program, it has a benefit for.
Now, how does the program, the Imagination Library, actually work? I mean, does the parents sign up for
this?
They
do. So first rule for our community, you have to be 0 to 5, and you have to be a resident of Lenawee County.
Okay.
Because we do get registrations from other counties, and I have to tell them no. We're struggling to raise money just to support the kids in our community, which is why we want the state to do it. And
so there's
a form on our website, the Lenawee Community Foundation website. You can call our office. Our local libraries are amazing supporters, and they have them. They go to, you know, anywhere. We're happy to get them, you know, kids registered, but parents send in a form or send in the information. Baby must be born. Can't register before baby gets here.
Okay.
And then we put in the database, and it can take up to 2 to 3 months because these books are specifically printed for the kids enrolled in the program. So they have enough numbers that they can make a guess on how many kids are going to be born or registered, and they do that. And our libraries are fantastic. And then our post office delivers them, but they're mailed book rate, so they're not forwarded. So if you've moved, our number at the office is 263-4696. If we know, we can change the address, and we'll do that for you. But it's just calling the foundation or, you know, getting us your information. We're happy to register your kiddos.
Now, after the meeting with Representative Brenicali, Carrie, what was her reaction, and what was the you said that she, at the beginning of the program, that she was going to look into this, but she actually is going to be doing something, won't she?
Yes. The reception was very positive. She agreed to help draft a bill for the Imagination Library and also sponsor it, which is something so important, and we're so grateful for our representative. It's something we're so just, like, thankful that she was willing to do this for us. And we are going to be looking for more sponsorships in the state and different foundations. So our work isn't done yet, but we are on a good step to success to getting this bill hopefully passed.
So did she give you a timeline on how things are going to be moving along, Carrie?
She gave us a tentative timeline, but also this is a very busy, it's election season.
Yeah.
And so we don't know officially when everything's going to be done, but we do know that it is, and we do know our next steps into getting this bill passed. And so we're just going to keep working day by day to try to get this as done as quickly as possible and as well as possible.
Taking care of you on the road for presentations. So if you want a presentation, you can call our office.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
So,
sure. It's a wonderful job.
Yeah, she was fantastic with Brana, and she's done a great job. This is her first time on the radio. It's done a great job today,
absolutely,
too.
Absolutely,
So we really just – because, we care about the kids in Lenawee County. Those are my first priority because I work at the Lenawee Community Foundation.
Sure.
And I raised a child here, and fantastic young people that I get to work with. But we also – it's important – the impact it would make if we could serve every child in the great state of Michigan. And again, I think Carrie said, if Ohio and Kentucky and those other states can do it, we can do it too.
Absolutely. There's no reason we shouldn't be able to do it.
That's right. Well, wonderful. You know, I want to thank you so much for being on the program. And thanks so much for doing such wonderful work, Carrie, and had such a wonderful presentation. And in order to get to this point, I think is pretty awesome as well. So thank you so much for all the work that you put into this.
I'm just so grateful to be able to help. And this is something I would want to do no matter what. I just think this is so valuable to our state.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Got a great participant from the Lenawee Youth Council there, Paula.
We do. Yeah. We do. We're very lucky. Lenawee County has amazing young people, mm-hmm. and I'm lucky to get to hang out with them.
That's right. Yeah. So much success on this, and hopefully we can kind of keep tabs on how things are going with legislation. We'd love to be able to do that. But I think this is pretty awesome, and the fact that she made a decision right there at the meeting, didn't have to wait for her to think it over.
We did not expect commitment, but we were pleasantly surprised when it happened, and we are always just so thankful to all the people that support the Lenawee Community Foundation and the Imagination Library, not just our representatives, but all the people that give us grants, all the businesses that provide the funds, because they are our supporters. We wouldn't be able to do it without them.
So in the meantime, you are still taking donations for the Imagination Library then, Paula.
Sure. Yes. Yeah. You can sponsor a child, and you can donate because we need two things. We need the endowment monies, but we also need operation dollars. So, and we've had some grant requests, and we've been really lucky, Dale. I mean, KKE, Stebbins Foundation, Kiwanis, Rotary, people that have been very generous and kind, and so many individual donors. People make it a baby shower gift sometimes.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
It's a very sweet program, and the books come in the child's name, mailed to their house, and then they'll have the sponsored by on there. And
nice.
So we'll put the names on there. Zonta has done it. So we're just – Lenawee County is a pretty amazing place, I'm very lucky that I landed here.
Yeah.
A long time ago, Dale. Before Carrie was born, I moved here. So
but it's been great having you here, and it's been great to having someone like you, Carrie, to be able to come up with this and kind of get the ball rolling. And like you said, if other states that have been doing 50%, coverage of the program, it'd be kind of nice if Michigan did the same thing too. So all young people are able to take advantage of this program. Once again, I want to thank you so much, Carrie, for all the work that you've done. Much success to you on the legislation. And, keep us informed, keep us in the loop, and we'll be able to hear something relatively soon on where things stand with that.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure, and I hope everything goes well.
Absolutely. Paula, thank you so much as well.
Thank you, Dale. You and WLN are always so supportive of our young people and our whole community, and It's very kind. I lived in a bigger city before I moved here, and Lenawee County is a special place.
It sure is.
And WLN is special. So.
Well, and we think so too, yes. And thank you for all the work that you've been doing. Carrie Osmus,
yes.
Who attends the JCLISD Academy, thank you so much. And again, Paula Trettman with the Lenawee Community Foundation, thank you so much as well.
Thank you.
This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gardner. We'll talk again soon.